It's EV News Briefly for Wednesday the 26th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. To save even more time, be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with MG launching the S5. Big news, because MG sell a load of EVs. They were the third biggest EV seller for retail in the UK last year. And this is a replacement to the very, very popular ZS EV. This is built on the MG4's platform, so pure EV platform, all the good stuff, and it fixes some of the little frustrations with the MG4. Better interior, great material choice by the look of it, and actually buttons to turn off some of those over enthusiastic ADAS alerts and things where it tends to take over. It comes out next month in April. No pricing, monthly offers yet, but we know that the RRP starts at £28,495. So not stupidly cheap for the smaller battery SE spec. You want the trophy spec with MGs if you want all the toys and the powered boot and the heated seats and steering wheel. You want the trophy trim, which only comes in the big battery, and that is £34,500, which puts you in, you know, Kia EV3 territory. So it's not ridiculously cheap as an MG, but it's very competitive. More details as I get that. The FBI has formed a task force to try and work out how to combat all of this violence against not just Tesla at their official facilities, but the awful, awful attacks on Tesla cars as they're parked. Some of them even in motion, people shouting abuse about swastikas and, you know, Nazi company and all sorts of stuff, which is awful. The FBI now putting together a team of 10, 12 people to try and combat some of this in the United States, calling it domestic terrorism. They do say that none of these are, this is not an organized effort. None of these are have been linked. I think there have been 38 so far in the month of March alone that they're looking into, or from lone individuals who are protesting the politicization of, is that a word? Of Tesla getting involved in MAGA politics. Free to move. The German fleet is adding 300 Fiat 500s in Berlin, Cologne and Dusseldorf. And I have a new app as well to help you charge if you are using that car rental service. The numbers are finally in from Europe's February EV sales. It's really good news. This is the final manufacturer ACEA data. And EVs up 26% from the same month last year. In fact, February this year was the best ever month for BEVs so far, for pure BEV sales. That's 17% of the European market, another 7.5% for plug-in hybrids, over 25% plug-in share in Europe, across the whole of the European area. You can add to that the countries like the UK, which is not in the EU, and others as well. And it is a really great number. Brands doing well. BMW, Audi, Renault, Kia. Volvo did really well. However, because the model changeover, the Model Y, Tesla halving the amount of cars they sold, beaten by many of the Chinese brands. Now, that's going to sting. They'll want to get that Model Y out as quick as possible, that new version. Audi revealing a new A5 with a plug-in hybrid powertrain. Not the DC fast-charging plug-in powertrain they could have taken from Volkswagen Group, but it's still pretty good. 68 miles or 100-plus kilometres of electric real-world range. It'll AC charge, not DC charge. That's about a 21 kilowatt-hour usable battery. Cell-to-pack technology in that. The former CEO of Waymo had a real shot at Tesla in an interview with Business Insider yesterday, saying that if anyone is serious about building a self-driving car, that it would look nothing like the Cybercab, and that Waymo is doing 200,000 paid rides per week. Tesla is all hot air and noise, he says. Revel expanding their Brooklyn-based EV charging. They're a Brooklyn-based EV charging company expanding to the West Coast in San Francisco. And Hyundai owners, you can now get your free CCS to NACS, other way around, adapter, because you now get Tesla supercharger access. That's briefly.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.